Willapa Bay is one of the most productive areas to grow oysters in the country, and more than a quarter of the nation's crop grows there. But as Molly Solomon reports, a shrimp infestation is taking over prime farmland and threatening the future of the industry.
On an early spring morning at low tide, Kathleen Nisbet Monsey hops out of a small boat as it nears a tide flat. Even at 7 months pregnant, the second-generation oyster farmer easily sloshes through the mud in hip boots.
So here's like the mother shell, and then the oysters that are growing off of it. Yeah, so we handpick this.
Nisbet Monsey and her father, Dave Nisbet, run Goose Point Oysters in Bay Center, Washington. It's where her family has been farming oysters in Willapa Bay for more than four decades. The plot of land at the mouth of Cedar River is what oyster farmers call a fattening bed, where young oysters are plopped into the bay and spend several months growing until they're plump enough to sell.
It's a really good growing area because it's next to the river. It's also really close to the mouth of the ocean, so we get really high food flow that comes through here.
These nutrient-rich areas are the most productive tide flats for shellfish farmers. But all those nutrients attract a different aquatic species too, burrowing shrimp. The shrimp dig into the tide flats and turn them into gooey quicksand. Everything on top is swallowed up in the mud, including the oysters.
And we lost what? 15,000 bushels here of oysters because we couldn't get them off. The shrimp came in really heavy and we couldn't get them off all off in time.
It's a familiar story among shellfish farmers in the area. The native shrimp were naturally contained until the 1950s when oyster growers noticed a surge in numbers. Willapa Bay farmer Dick Wilson says for decades they used a chemical called carbaryl on their beds to kill the shrimp.
And they tried that and it was quick. It was over, it was easy, and it was effective.
But carbaryl was phased out in 2002 after a lawsuit brought by environmental groups. Since then, shellfish growers have been searching for an alternative to control the shrimp. And they've tried just about everything, from hot pepper sauce to covering the shrimp with concrete. But nothing seemed to work, until they found a neurotoxin called imidacloprid, one of the most commonly used pesticides in the world. And they want approval to use it by the state. State Senator Dean Tacco represents the district and says farmers finally felt like they had a win.
And everything seemed to be fine, and then there was a front page article in the Seattle Times that they're going to spray in the bay. And everything, pardon my expression, but everything just kind of went to hell.
Public backlash was immediate. Chefs in Seattle began making calls, refusing to serve oysters sprayed with pesticides. Two of the biggest shellfish producers in the bay pulled out of the plan to spray, saying it would hurt their bottom line if customers protested their product. 3 years later, Ecology officially denied the use of imidacloprid. After an environmental review, they pointed to a new EPA study and a paper out of Health Canada. Rich Dengus wrote the Ecology opinion to deny imidacloprid. He says it is safe for people and takes care of the shrimp problem.
But it has the potential to affect, you know, the ecosystem out in the bay.
Science on how the toxin reacts in water is still evolving, but the department didn't want to take any risks, especially in an area that's also a breeding ground for another big coastal crop, Dungeness crab. But this meant farmers still didn't have a tool to control the shrimp, and oyster growers feared their way of life could be in jeopardy.
The shellfish industry is the largest private employer in Pacific County. That's what's at stake.
Marilyn Sheldon and her family have run Northern Oyster Company since the 1930s. This summer, she'll be planting half the amount of oysters she planted 4 years ago.
It's huge. I mean, we are every day looking at how we're going to cut back.
She's also had to let go of workers. Sheldon worries a lot because time is running out for a permanent solution.
Believe me, I don't want to be the one who has to look at the relatives and say, you know, we're throwing in the towel because we just can't keep fighting.
Sheldon is one of a dozen farmers appealing Ecology's decision. They'll make their case at a state hearing this fall. In Willapa Bay, I'm Molly Solomon reporting.